After most plants have settled in for their long winter's nap, the Mullistine Winter Garden finally gets its turn in the spotlight. The garden features plants selected for their ornamental characteristics such as sculptural branching, beautiful bark, colorful twigs, lasting fruit, and varied form that provide beauty and interest during winter. The many stars of the winter garden include fiery red twig dogwoods, sculptural willows, river birches with peeling bark, and dwarf conifers in shades of green, blue, and gold. Most of the plants are cultivated varieties, or cultivars, which are plants selectively bred for their ornamental characteristics. One example is the weeping Colorado blue spruce, Picea pungens procumbens, which was selected for the unusual way it carpets the ground. Unlike wild Colorado blue spruces, which are upright trees reaching 75 feet, procumbens is a horizontal grower only 2 feet tall. Staff in the winter garden spend a lot of time pruning the trees and shrubs to maintain their size, shape, and health. Shrubs with colored stems, like the red twig dogwoods and yellow willows, periodically need to be rejuvenated by a technique called coppicing, which involves cutting old, dark-colored stems to the ground so that new, more brightly colored stems will emerge. Other, more dense shrubs, like hawthorn, need to be pruned to improve air circulation to prevent fungal diseases. The idea for a winter garden at Cornell came from Professor Peter Marks, who was inspired by his visit to the winter garden at Cambridge University in 1998. The winter garden opened in 2000, thanks to a gift from longtime Botanic Garden supporter Whitey Mullistine, a member of the Cornell class of 1932. The winter, flower, and herb gardens are linked by their three central millstones, all of which were found in Tompkins County. The stone-raised beds highlight shorter plants by raising them to eye level, while the walls provide seating for visitors. If you have time, have a seat and look closer at the unusual plants in the winter garden. You might find something you've never seen before. To learn more about the gardens here and within nearby F.R. Newman Arboretum, look for signs to access other audio tours during your visit.